Mr. Hits for Gila County. Gila 101.9.
Well, it's that time of the month, time for the District 2 Supervisor Tim Humphrey community meeting. So, Tim, how are you?
I'm well, Raleigh. How are you this evening?
All right, I can't complain. Good to have you. So what's new?
Well, we had a couple shady days. That was new.
Nice.
Kind of nice to cool off a little bit.
Yes, it was.
I wished we had some moisture to go with it, but maybe that's just too much to ask right now.
Well, I think we're going to get some soon. You know, the weather keeps threatening to do that, so one of these days they'll be right.
And one of these days we will, yeah. You know what? I think there's a lot of people out there going to call in tonight. So what's that number?
Here you go. You ready? Yeah, ready to write? That is 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. No excuse. Start calling now. Operators are standing by. Well, John is sitting by, and he'll be happy to take your call.
Yeah, that's for sure. Good news, bad news, any news is okay.
That's right.
So holler at us. The landfill, there was a few delays, but we're expecting to go to ADEQ the last week of August to get their blessings in opening our expansion on the landfill, which will make it very nice. And I called Melanie today and spoke with her, and the new scales are running the electrical and stuff now and getting those. So we're looking at they're hoping right around the first or second week of September.
Now, will that affect dollar dump days for September?
They couldn't answer today. It depends on ADEQ. If we get all of our information into them by the end of August, it usually takes them about 2 weeks from what I understand.
All right, so dollar dump days for October.
maybe worst case scenario, we're in October dollar dump day.
I think
but
so.
Anyway, that's kind of what it's looking like. But anyway, it's that much closer.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so mark your calendar for October. Now, dollar dump days, is that the first Saturday of the month or the second? Or what's
the
deal?
It's the second Saturday of the month.
Second Saturday of the month.
That's what I say. It could be really right there on the edge of everything, if depending on
Labor Day's in there, too. Let's not get our hopes up.
Right. Yeah. That's
count on October.
That's for sure.
All right.
Yeah, I was going to go to an email because I had some calls on it. Hold on just a second. And being that the dump is close to opening, they came out with some information on rules and what they take and don't take. And I guess on Facebook, and I got a couple calls because of the way it was written. I'd like to kind of just clear that up a little bit. It goes through the fees. And so then we get into all accepted items are subject to landfill fees. A Gila County landfill acceptable items. Household trash, items found in a regular kitchen or restroom waste. Packaging. Okay. Trash. Okay, let me start over. Items found in regular kitchen and restroom trash cans that do not include household hazardous waste, food waste, packaging containing food waste. Anyway, it goes through, and where the mix-up was is on the hazardous waste, because it says items found in regular kitchen or bathroom trash can that do not include household hazardous waste, period. But then it goes on, food waste, packaging containers, food waste, soiled paper napkins, and so all of that is included. So probably what it should have read better is to take including household hazardous waste should probably have been at the end of that paragraph, not kind of mid-paragraph that leads you, if you read kind of over the period or past the period, then it says not to include household waste, waste food, you know, paper napkins, that kind of stuff.
So what we're saying is your normal kitchen, you know, you had dinner and you just swept the table, that's all fine.
Yeah.
You just can't have a hazardous waste. And how do they define hazardous waste?
You know, I don't know. I would guess hazardous waste would be poisonous. Or health hazard.
Yeah, that's where it gets interesting because there's like so many chemicals you might use at
chemicals,
home.
Cleaning supplies, that
and
kind
so
of stuff.
And so is standard cleaning supplies okay or not? You know.
Well, I think the empty containers would be, but not the hazardous waste itself.
So if you've got goo gone under your sink, don't throw out the bottle with the stuff in it.
Yeah, kind of one of those deals.
All right.
And I do believe that they may have a place there for it, for hazardous waste. And also to paint and things like that, it needs to be dry.
Right.
But anyway, they went through the list, but the calls that I got, they said, come on, you know, what's these new rules?
Right.
And these aren't new rules. These were rules that were written when the dump was originally opened by ADEQ. And so that they were just, you know, being that we're opening the new part of the landfill.
Yeah, they recited
they
it again.
They just wanted to publicize what people can and can't do and that kind of stuff.
And the bottom line, it falls under, what you read is not what we meant.
Kind of, Yeah. It wasn't meant to be read the way that that it could be read. It's just the hazardous waste part that's not allowed. Everything else paragraph is allowed.
Got to stop having English as a second language readers or, you know, write this. I mean, try for someone educated in the, well, maybe not the local schools, but in schools in America somewhere.
Right. But anyway, I got some calls on that. And so I thought I would clear that up a little bit. So anyway, moving on, our fairgrounds, we're getting ready for the fair that in about a month.
Wow, tell me about it.
And so anyway, you know, I'm going to back up because up here at the top and I passed it is I have a new assistant that started today.
Oh, who's this?
Her name is Christine Hake, H-A-K-E, like cake, but with an H.
Okay.
Instead of a C. And so anyway, so she started today. So if you call in, you will be speaking with Christine if you call my office.
And Christine's direct number is?
Christine's direct number is 928-402-4418.
All right.
And all right, mine is 4417.
Uh-huh.
And the emails are pretty easy because they are the first initial of the first name and the last name. So that would be C. Hake at HelaCountyAZ.gov.
Okay.
And mine is T. Humphrey at HelaCountyAZ.gov. Right.
So she's Shake, C-H-A-K-E.
Shake. Yeah.
All right. Now you know. Easy to remember.
easy to remember on the email anyway.
Yeah.
but I wouldn't call her Shake when you call
her. No.
Hey, maybe go ahead.
No, she'll correct you and say, I'm sorry, that's Shake. It's a hard C.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Moving on. We also have a new person that is hired for the fairgrounds.
And that is?
And they are an events coordinator.
Ah.
And her name is Bianca Arlin, A-R-R-E-L-L-I-N. And so what we're doing with the fairgrounds is, I don't know if you've been out there for a while, but it's one of my pet peeves now that the world has slowed down to get more active events out there. And so we got another arena so we can work towards getting high school rodeo finals and things of that nature. And so where we're at with a lot of that now is we have contracted a company to do an assessment to bring our existing electrical up to code and also to assess what we need out there for the events that we not only have now, but we're working to have. Because, like, you know, organizing the fair and stuff, they're having to bring a lot of independent generator lights,
right,
and generators in general to help with some of the things that go on there. And so, you know, we're trying to get an idea that we need better upgraded electrical.
Yeah, permanent amperage.
And permanent amperage and permanent structures for lights, uh-huh, and things for the events to go there.
That will be a big help in attracting people, because many people might come but not be in a position to bring generators and lights and all that. So to have a ready-to-go facility, that's a big bargaining chip.
It is. It is. And so that's one of the things that I'm really working on now that the bridge is going and things like that. So
good.
And the bridge is, what, like 50% complete?
Okay.
Out at Tono, so it's moving.
Good.
It's going along very well.
Is there a completion date estimate?
There is, Raleigh, but I don't know it right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I've known it, but then, you know, it's like a piece of paper that gets put on your desk.
And
And you get three more newspapers and put it on top, and it's there. It's just buried.
Well, John in Tonto Basin can call. He's yeah, our old reliable
yeah,
caller.
Yeah, he can call. Yeah. And I think I went over that at my meeting last week.
Good.
And so, but yeah, and so we're working on getting assessments to work with APS to get upgraded electrical out there, and to get more so we can start creating events out there. And Bianca's going to help us with that, with coordinating events as
APS.
We go forward and try to get some things going on there. That'll be really good.
Yeah, APS though, man. Don't even start me.
Too bad
it's not SRP.
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, and we're going to work with them, and we're going to get power out at the fairgrounds, and we're going to get things going on out there for recreational events for families and things to do here. And so that's a good thing. And I had my Roosevelt meeting today at 1. I had my Tonto Basin meeting last week. I know I'm on the radio, and so it's been a busy with meetings and things, and trying to keep things rolling and keep people informed.
Uh-huh.
And so that's it. And our pretty much our brush crew that goes around and cleans the brush and things.
Yes.
Right now they're finishing up over on Saguaro, and then they're going to move to like the six shooter area. And when they get finished with the six shooter area, then they'll be working out at Ice House.
Okay.
And working on that, and then they're working on drainages, culverts, and drainages in the Berry Way area, and they're gonna clean some drains over on Obscure Way, and then we're crushing a lot of granite and screening it to get ready to surface the roads if we ever get any moisture.
Yeah, but it's interesting because, of course, the crews are clearing the brush because we're still in high fire danger no matter what, and then working on the drainage because floods come next.
Yeah, right. And, yeah, it's one or the other.
And that behooves you. If you have property here, you're responsible for your own brush and your own weeds and things like that. And we talked about this last month at length, but you could have a big liability if suddenly there was a fire and it was your weeds that caused it to spread.
Sure.
So, for your own sake, clear your lawns, and that's backyard as well.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to be cleaned up to prevent fires.
Right, because it happened. I mean, you know, we're all looking at what happened in Maui, and that spread so fast in the heavily populated area. You know, it was just like greased lightning.
It did.
Yeah.
It went really, really fast, and. But anyway, that's kind of what's been going on. We're maybe looking at trying to reintroduce some recycling with our new landfill.
Okay.
And hopefully, and Freeport, we're going to have a meeting with them too on all of us working together on getting some recycling going. to help benefit with that and keep from filling up our landfill.
Right. Sure.
And I'll still try to be working on getting a compost area worked out. So a lot of the cardboard and paper that's not recyclable for composting, and then all the green waste and things of that nature, maybe we can work on composting to keep from having to bury all of the stuff.
All right. Now this begs the question, of course, the latest on TRSD, Tri-City Sanitary District, what's going on?
I don't know. I spoke, they're negotiating on, I think they're still negotiating on a home site for the plant.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So that's not a fait accompli yet?
I don't believe that there is a contract for their home site as of yet.
Oh.
And so that's kind of been the deal for the last couple years, is a lot of people don't support it because they haven't publicly
designated
that they
a
have
site. Yeah.
A facility site. And so, you know, when you're working with partners and working in negotiations that don't want you to tell the public that you're in negotiations with them, then you can't say that you're in, you know, you can say you're in negotiations, but you can't say with who. Then it makes it difficult. And
it walks a fine line, too, of what must be stated in the open, as you well know.
Correct.
With what you go through in the supervisors all the time. Well, it's interesting. I saw something about a retraction, about something, a letter that had been sent, and it had to do with Miami. And I don't know where they are on that, but apparently the town of Miami is weighing in.
Weighing in on TRSD.
Yes. But apparently one of the local papers.
I think what that was, maybe, and I could be wrong, but I was at a meeting when TRSD asked the town of Miami, mayor and council, for a letter of support. Because they had written one earlier.
Right.
Under a different mayor. And, and I believe some of the council members were on that earlier as well. And so at the meeting, TRSD asked for a letter of support for TRSD. And so I believe that part of the conversation was that it would be difficult to support somebody without them saying where their site is.
Reasonable.
So without a site, that it, you know, how can they support
it's premature, yeah.
Premature. And so then I asked the mayor if I could speak. And so what I did is, as I asked the mayor and council, that if that's the issue with not supporting them at this point, then can they table the decision on writing a letter?
Right.
Until they do
have
a site, and which would give the mayor and council, which would give TRSD the negotiation time that they need, rather than just say you don't get a letter.
Right.
It's just like, okay, we'll wait and discuss this at a further point when you have had a little more time to negotiate and come up with your site facility. Or facility site. And so anyway, I believe that's kind of where that is.
Okay.
But I was at a meeting, and that may not be the same letter that you were speaking of.
No, I think it is.
But I think at that point everybody was kind of on the same page. I think TRSD Robert would have been happier leaving with a letter of support. But he didn't not get a letter. So.
Right. Miami wasn't going to sign a blank check. They're like, we're on board, but tell us more first.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you we're not on board, but we're not going to tell you we are because you don't have a place.
And reasonable.
So, yeah. It's all reasonable, and it turned out well, I thought, and so that's a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I will. bring it up. It was on Facebook. It's been in the newspaper and all the things about our county assessor. There was something come up on Facebook with my picture, and it says relieved from duty.
What?
Yeah. And so I had a lot of calls on it as well.
Facebook is just, probably it was clickbait. They probably had your picture, you'd click on it, and then you'd get ads from Timbuktu.
I guess, and from what I understand, it's a couple of people that I asked, well, when you click on it, where do you get? And they said, well, I didn't click on it because you got to pay to go there.
Okay.
And so, you know.
No, those are clickbait just things.
One of those deals. And I don't have a Facebook page, so I don't.
Congratulations.
I don't do the Facebook much.
Well, and you know, that's one of my big pet peeves is I don't think that any governmental organization or any legitimate organization should use Facebook as a way to disseminate information to the public. It's just too dangerous for exactly what you're discussing and more.
Sure.
Why? And yet, you see it, especially with retailers and stuff. Well, I don't need to advertise. I got a Facebook. Excuse me?
Yeah. Well, and there's also people that can say things on your Facebook that are there forever.
Well, if you have it set up that way, which most people do. Yeah, I don't think it's appropriate that social media should be an official anything.
Right.
And yet, even entities in our county use it to disseminate information. And I feel that that's really putting people in harm's way, because how are you going to know when it's not legit?
Right. Oh, I agree. That's why I don't have a Facebook, and that's why I have my public meetings and things, because if I want to get out in front of people, I'm going to do it in person.
Sure.
And then if we have a misunderstanding, we can talk about it. If there's, you know, something we need to discuss or information I need to find, well, let's do it or find it or whatever.
But. Yeah, so for anybody relying on Facebook, you know, obviously I'm not going to change the world, but what I would say is before you ever act on anything you see there, confirm it with the entity who supposedly sent it.
Yes, I would say so. Yeah. But a lot of people had called me and said, so you're relieved of duty, and it's like, I don't think so. You know, there hasn't been an election, so as of yet, I hadn't been relieved of duty. That was the county assessor. That was relieved of.
Well, and anybody who has a public presence, and that would include you, Tim, you're going to see all sorts of things online about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite was I was born in Dusseldorf in 1966, and I thought, my God, my genes are older than that.
Well, I guess you never know what they'll come up with.
Absolutely. And so, you know, fine if you have fun online, but take it with a grain of salt. And if it is anything official, for God's sakes, confirm it.
Sure.
Because, you know, the other thing is it also can be scam related, just like the phone calls we've talked about, where people are told we're calling from Gila County Sheriff and you've got overdue tickets and send us a gift card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That on the surface should tell you no.
Yeah.
But any social media, remember, that's the public at large.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And, but... Yeah, going.
So, what are you doing with your free time, Tim? Now that you're relieved of duty.
now that we're relieved of duty, you're gonna have to fill this.
Use that pool
with somebody. Well, else. Use the pool.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess. But yeah, it's amazing the things that come across some of those Facebooks.
And people believe it.
Yes. And but anyway, everything with Gila County is doing pretty well. You know, you see in the paper where we're getting, you know, lots of grant money and things of that
nature. That's excellent.
Which helps us operate a lot. But, you know, what people don't realize is when I was elected and the other supervisor was elected, Gila County was 7 years behind in their state audits.
I know.
Well, when you're like that, you can't put in for grants.
Right. Are we caught up now?
And well, yeah, that's why we're getting these grants.
Okay, good.
And so that was one of our main deals, is to get caught up on our state audits, and we have been. And so by being caught up on our state audits, now we have two full-time grant writers, which brings millions of dollars to the constituents that couldn't even be put in before, because if they don't know where you're spending your money, they're not going to give you any more.
Right.
So that was a great thing, and it's creating lots of infrastructure funds.
Good.
And things of that nature, and to help people with septic tanks, and there's just tons and tons of grants, and there's a lot of money out there. If you are able to put in for grants,
and
put in for them, because that's a big thing too. I mean, there's money out there, but if you don't ask for it, they're not going to give it to
Correct.
You. And so, like I say, that's a great thing to be caught up on audits and have two full-time grant writers, so that not only the grant writers, but our department heads and everybody is reaching for these funds that are available to us now.
Now, do they get bonuses when they're successful?
Yeah, another Good. 8 hours tomorrow.
I don't believe they get really?
Bonuses for
they should.
For obtaining the grants.
Because of how much the private industry on grants.
But where that money would have to come from a different source, because a lot of these grants, they're for a specific amount, and there might be some clerical or that type of information in the grants, but got to be careful where you spend them. And but really, if we did that, everybody would want to be a grant writer.
Well, it's very difficult, Tim, as you probably know. And there's people who do this independently and privately, and these are people who are easily in the six-figure income without a problem. If you're successful at this and can bring big grants, that's big money.
It is.
So that's why I asked, because obviously if these people are going to be successful at writing grants, you won't have them very long, because they'll go independent.
Well, they haven't yet.
Yeah, well.
They haven't yet.
It'll hit them.
And so, okay, well, I'll talk to HR and tell them.
Yeah, I mean.
Raleigh says we got to work out
something. What I would just suggest is you research it.
Yeah.
That somebody research it to find out what is that. Because, you know, you're seeing all the time solicitation for we'll write your grants. Obviously, the rub is they're getting a piece of your grant for writing it.
Right.
I would think that anyone who is good at this would be a fool to just take a straight salary to do it.
Well, I don't think anybody's a fool for drawing a straight salary. And if they want to jump into the world of free enterprise, go right ahead.
All right.
It's not as nice and cushy out there as you believe sometimes.
But oh, no, I know that well.
If you want to reach and go on your own, go right ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the same as anything else. Why work for a contractor when you can do the job yourself and just go be a contractor yourself?
Well, there are times that make sense and times they don't. It depends, obviously, on the financial differences.
It does. And, but anyway, back to grants, it's helping us an awful lot.
Yeah.
It's helping the constituents of Gila County an awful lot.
Anything new on broadband grants?
Huh? Pardon me?
Broadband grants.
We're working on that, but it hasn't been a hot and heavy conversation lately. Coming up through Superior, you know that trench that they're digging alongside the road?
Yes.
I think that's what that is fiber cable.
Right, but that's right. It's dark fiber at the moment, and where it will go and how it will go, that's a different issue.
Right. But it's getting closer.
Whose is it?
I don't know.
I'd be real curious to know. We pass it all the time, and I always say, oh, there's dark fiber. Whose is it?
Right. Whose is it, and whose is it going to be?
Well, yeah.
Right.
John's looking at us like he's anticipating something.
Do we have a call?
Truck outside, so.
Okay, Al's outside. No, that's fine. Al can come in anytime. He's our next meeting.
Yeah, Well, it's about his time.
Yeah, well.
It's about his time.
Well, we don't want to rush you if there's anything else we should be covering.
Well, it's okay. No, Raleigh, I'm good. And like I say, if anybody has, people didn't have anything to call in on, but if they care to reach me, by all means, please call my office and we can set up an appointment, or if we need to go look at something, I would be happy to. 928-402-4417 or 418, either one.
Yes.
Me or Christine, and we'll do what we can. And I think it's great that the mayor's up next. It was good to speak with him last month when he called in, and so that's good.
Yeah, I'm glad we corralled him.
He's going to share some more information with our constituents, and so. Raleigh, I thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, I will say our next meeting is on September 11th, 9/11. Yeah, uh-oh. Auspicious, right?
Don't forget the replays.
But I won't forget the replays. Yes, within the week, I'll digitize and put the show online so you can download it to your heart's content forevermore. And also, if you want to hear it on the radio, well, that would be Sunday morning. Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KJAA. So either AM 1240 or FM 106.1. So your dulcet tones will be heard again, Tim.
All right. Thank you very much, Rolly.
Thanks for coming.